Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, a.k.a. Black Jesus, a.k.a. Big Cap. And today, as always, we got Big Jerv, we got Jason Madison, a.k.a. J Skills. And for the DMPs, we got Amin and Juju out this week. We're going to talk about Jerv coming to New York, hip-hop's birthday, Amin linking up, bomb in real life, and other things. So stay tuned. Yo, Jerv. I sent you a text Friday morning. Like, yo, got floor seats to the Yankee Stadium event. And you was like, oh, shit. All right, bet. What was you thinking I was inviting you to?
So, full disclosure, I completely forgot that Friday was literally hip hop's birthday, right? Like, I knew that this was the month. I did not comprehend that Friday was like literally the day. So, I originally had sent Trey a post that Cam had made where Cam was like, yo, he's performing at Yankee Stadium. I was like, oh shit, I know my man's always in the mix. This seems like something he probably would get some type of flavor with. So let me just put it out there because I'm free. I'm thinking it's just a Cam show, my nigga. This nigga hits me back. He like, yo, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, all right, bet. So I start to, you know, I'm still working at the time. So I'm on my work call, and my boss said something about it being hip-hop's 50th birthday. And I'm like, hip-hop's 50th birthday? That's today? I was like, damn, what? I wonder what they're doing for that. Like, my man then sends me this text. He's like, yo, this is the lineup. Because I told somebody, I was like, yo, I'm about to slide. You know, I had stuff I was doing Friday. So my homie, you know, as I told him, he was just like, yo, this is the lineup. And I'm like, the lineup for what? He said, the show you going to. I said, nah, I'm just going to the Cam show. No, dog, this show has fucking T.I., Cam, Fat Joe, fucking Nas, Lil Wayne, Run DMC, Snoop, Wiz, special guest people, all type coming out the Wazoo or whatever. I did not think. I thought I was going to a Lil Cameron concert. No disrespect,
Lil Cameron
concert. But I thought I was just going to like a little show. You know what I mean? I didn't want. I knew I would never pay for a Cameron like show because I you know what I mean I've from everything that I've seen, doesn't give me the impression that he's like one of those ones that like really performs.
Actually, so hold on. Keep going, Jar.
So I just, you know, I was cool with it or whatever. But then, hey man, shout out to you, bro. You definitely came through in the clutch with the excellent show for niggas to go see, bro.
So before all this, because he ain't really getting into detail.
I thought I had a picture of Cam performing, but it's that I got a Polaroid when he performed from South by Southwest. But he did a good job, is all I was gonna say. Like when I seen him at South by, the nigga did a good job. Like he was like into it, you feel me? So yeah. I give Cam more credit than I would have like originally thought as a performer, because he seemed like he would be a lazy nigga on stage. So,
so before Jerv's like heading up, I'm telling him like, yo, I'm at this rooftop. Shouts to Daily Paper on Paper Fridays. I'm like, meet me here. So Jerv get there. Jerv, what was your first impression when you walked up to the location I sent you?
I mean, my nigga, I was low key like embarrassed because like I came dressed to go to the show, but I also didn't comprehend the heat aspect. So now like I was like, damn, this nigga is in some, like he's not about to be in somewhere nutty. This is probably about to be super duper trendy and all types of shit. And here I am, the nigga coming up there with a book bag, and I probably didn't walk like 2-3 miles at this point, just from like getting from one, you know, to the other or whatever.
From not one what?
That's an exaggeration. I probably
this nigga like had the rolly bag and the backpack.
From yeah, where though? From
I
where
to where? My stripper bag.
To the from the train station or what?
So yeah, the train station. Then I had to walk like a couple blocks to get to the train that was going to that took me to where Trey was at. And yeah. Then when I got off that joint, it was a couple blocks to get to where Trey was at. Now, yeah. Mind you, the whole time I'm going up and down steps with a fucking stripper bag and a book bag on.
Yeah. Niggas are sweating. And in the New York summer.
And bro, and I'm a sweater, my nigga.
Oh, you got a sweater? Yeah, what? Come on, Jared.
No, he said he sweats.
I'm a sweater.
You're a sweater. I thought you had a sweater on.
bro, I definitely had a wash rag with me though. Right. Definitely had a wash rag.
So you wanted them? Like you got to keep the hand towel.
Yeah. Oh yeah, doing? Once you go bald, it's a bald nigga shit. You got to do it.
That's a bald thing. Yeah, I thought it was like a big nigga thing.
Nah, it's bald. It's bald, bro. I'll be doing the same shit.
You keep the wash rag with you.
Yeah. Jared pulled up and he looks like. Nigga, where am I? Because we're literally on the top of a fucking like flagship store.
Yeah.
So niggas got the DJ, niggas is chilling. He like, he said, cool and all. We burn one. He like, nigga, can I take my shit back to your crib? So I give him our keys. So look, doors open at 4:30. Think about this, Jason. Doors open at 4:30. Now listen, pay close attention to that right now.
I didn't get to New York until
5.
5. I didn't get to Trey. To about almost six. Close to six.
Right? So by the time he did all that, dropped the shit off my place, came back, it was 7-ish. So think about it. Doors open at 4:30. Show started at 6. It takes about 45 to 50 minutes to even get to Yankee Stadium there. From where we were at.
Right.
So Jerv gets back like 7-ish. We get on the train. We get to the Bronx at 8.
Yeah.
We go and find some little, I'm like, I'm trying to be slick. I'm like, I'm trying to talk my shit. I'm like, Jerry, I got clear. Don't trip. We're going to skip the line. They like.
Oh, yo, I forgot you said that shit too, my nigga. Yeah. You definitely said that shit. I would have brought that back up. Oh, my God.
So
you said you got clear. What you
yes,
mean?
He
like
did.
The the airport, nigga?
AKA, I don't wait in lines, Jerv. You with me.
Yeah.
So I hit him with that. You know what I mean? Yeah. My ego got tested in New York. It's good. So we walk up, which was crazy. It didn't even matter because we expedited the shit. We get to the door. Niggas is like, nah, that entrance is for that. VIP floor entrance is over here. Yeah. Tell me why, Jason. The floor entrance had a longer wait than
the VIP. The
200, 300 shit.
Oh, because niggas is trying to nig.
So I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
So we end up standing in line. Little joints with us, I guess, that was like, they had two lines. They end up trying to crack us. Yeah. Like, just small convo.
Yeah.
But she blazes up a blunt. She like, hey. Do you mind if we smoke? I'm like, nigga, I don't care. You was gonna smoke anyway. Like, nigga, it don't even matter.
Right.
So me and Jerv just kind of like, shit, is we gonna miss the entire show? Because we thinking like shit is like expedited. Like,
yeah,
this lineup has to go through. Tell us why we stood in that line for 30 minutes, right?
Right,
Jason.
Yeah,
get in. We only missed a little bit.
I was gonna say, bro, it's niggas. What you mean niggas is expedited? Niggas ain't never expedited nothing in their life.
That was the longest concert I've ever been in my life. Nas took the stage at 1, bro.
No. Nas took the stage a little
at 1. Now I was looking at my text messages.
It was a little before 1 because we left around
1:30.
I thought we left earlier than that, but okay, we left 1:30.
Bro, we didn't get back to the crib till 3 something.
Yeah.
Then we stayed up because I started watching Ice-T Drink Champs, nigga, till 4. You know what I'm saying? I was up. This nigga Jerv came
back. That sounds like a great episode, by the way.
Bro, it was. Oh yeah, no, he was talking that shit.
Yeah,
that's one of the better episodes.
Jerv was trying to hit the bodega, bro. The bodega was even closed. That's how late it was. That's why I'm telling you, it was fucking late.
The two hours that the bodega was closed. Yeah.
So we sit there. He finds something.
Give me my credit though. I found one though, dog.
He did find one. He came back with the
God's green earth,
dog. The cheddar snacks mix. Yeah. The cheddar snacks mix, bro. So
y'all was snacked up.
Jerv, who was your favorite performance?
I say my favorite performance probably was Snoop. Yeah.
Bro, that nigga performed Deep Cover in front of the NYPD.
Hell yeah, dog.
And didn't change his lyrics. I was like,
no.
But the coldest shit, Jason, they was recording that nigga. They was recording Snoop.
Of course. Jerv did. I was trying to remember, you were the one who said Snoop wasn't top 10, right?
Yeah. I don't understand what.
Okay.
Him having a cold performance has to do with him being top 10. what that means.
I just wanted to bring that up.
And again, you know, not being top 10 and me calling you 11 or 12 in the history of like 5,000 people that's done it. It's not really disrespect, bro. Like, I mean, like,
I'm just saying he took the stage with a bunch of legends and you said that he was the best. He had the best set. That's got to count for something.
If you want to be technical, the reason that I would feel like he had the best set, he really wasn't going up against people that are known for putting on crazy shows, to be 100% honest with you.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I thought he did a good OG presence. He brought out Scarlip. He brought out Wiz. He brought out motherfuckers. Like, he was putting on.
He brought out Slick Rick. He brought out Dougie Fresh. Him and Dougie Fresh reenacted the Lottie
Dougie Fresh low key cut that nigga set trying to do that.
I saw Dougie Fresh was doing his little Dougie.
The nigga did the beat. He did his beat shit for like 2 minutes. So niggas like, how is he still doing this shit? But like Snoop was trying to keep going and nigga said, damn, cuz you got it. Like,
he outbeat Snoop because Snoop was freestyling to it.
No, he was just like he was like, all right, Dougie Fresh, everybody. And the nigga was like, and bro, I'm talking about like wrap this shit up. Yeah. He would not stop, Jason. It probably was longer than 2 minutes. I'm giving a high estimate. But niggas was like, he's still going.
Yeah.
And then Snoop was like, you know how you like, all right, girl, like you got it. But like this nigga kept going. Dougie Fresh. But
you gotta do it again, Trey Paul.
The nigga was like, hold on, he kept doing that shit, bro. And I'm looking there. Hold on, bro.
You got
Juju.
You on mute, Juju.
You on mute, Juju.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time.
You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
What the hell have I stumbled upon? What the hell is going on?
My man's over here disrespecting Dougie Fresh, dog.
No, I'm not disrespecting him, but like my thing was just like, bro, nigga, we know you could do that. I was like trying to see what was the purpose. The nigga was counting, Jason. Like he was holding his breath or some shit. The nigga was like,
he definitely set some type of world record.
He was like, he said, I think he was literally going for a Guinness World Record on the stage, nigga. Yeah. But nobody was in on it.
But it was funny right now, though, because the audience didn't peep what happened. Like,
oh, Juju.
I told Trey to repeat the beatbox sound, and Juju popped on like right in the middle of that. It had no context for what was going on.
Did pause at first. You paused it before.
What the hell was going on. That did not look like a beatbox contest. I didn't know that part.
Bro, first of all, I don't even beatbox, bro. Shout outs to the legend, but that nigga was doing too much, bro.
He definitely was. It was fire, though, bro, because he brings them out. And like I said, they reenacted the actual song with Slick Rick, like how the whole song goes with Slick Rick, like, you know what I mean? And then in the middle of that, he introduces Slick Rick, and Slick Rick takes over like the second portion of the song. So like you got to see Snoop and Slick Rick perform, you know what I mean? Yada, yada, yada. And then at the end of the day, after it was all said and done, when the song was over, my nigga Dougie Fresh just said, oh, y'all thought I was done? Nah.
Hey, before I ask y'all a question about y'all favorite hip hop album, this nigga Jerv took an edible.
Hold up.
Then took another edible. 1,000 milligrams per edible, by the way.
Not 1,000. The Thou Wow?
Listen,
hold
bro.
Hold up.
He did not pace himself right.
Hold up.
1,000 milligrams.
See, look, I don't even
you
like
might
how
be doing shrooms.
Hey, bro, listen, I don't like how this story being told. Because first of all, let me tell you right now, dog, one thing John Gervais does, I do this, okay? I took the first edible at like 3 p.m. I took the second one when we got to our seat at like 8:50 p.m. So 5 and some change, almost 6 hours have passed since the first edible was taken. So in my mind, and we've smoked a couple of times since, don't get it twisted, but I'm grooving, like I ain't feel nothing. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, the first edible is done. It's like,
can
it's
we get six, much higher?
It's 6 hours later, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean, usually my edibles always kick in or they don't. But you know what I mean? But within 6 hours, I know what I had. So I popped the other edible and we was chilling. And then like we on the floor at the
and then
I took it at like 8:50. I say around 9:30, right? Like we standing on the floor, like 9:30, bro. This was quick. 9:30, we standing on the floor, and I look up, like to look at the Jumbotron and like, you know, look at the arena. Like I'm like, oh, this is so dope. And bro, when I looked up, like my legs just went woo, like they just went wobbly on me. So I was just like, so look, I stood up. Trey didn't even peep this shit at first. Like I'm by myself, and I'm just standing, just like, oh, all right. I was like, come on, tighten up, dog. No, tighten up, fam. Like, we not, you outside, you in public, my nigga. Like, yo, you got to hold this shit together. Man. So I'm chilling. And then, like, another 10 minutes go by, and I realize, I'm like, okay, I'm cooked. I got to get some water. Now, caveat, I have not had anything to eat since probably about 3 something. We close to like 10 o'clock now. I wasn't drinking though. Like, you know what I mean? We like, so it was literally just weed. Like there wasn't nothing else going on with me. It was just weed. So I tell this nigga Trey, I'm like, yo, I gotta get some water, bro. So this I'm nigga like, Trey hey, turned hey, around. Yo, you cooked, bro. Oh, yo, you cooked.
No. The first time. First time he said, I'm gonna go get some water. So he left. So I'm thinking the nigga, cool. This time this nigga needed a chaperone because he was cooked, bro. I'm like, oh my God. That's when I sent the picture to y'all because the nigga was like, he did a peace sign, but he was not. Good.
I told that nigga Trey, I said, he was like, yo, what you need me to go with you or something? I was like, yeah, you might want to walk. You might want to keep an eye on your guy. Hey. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I could sense it through the phone, bro. When he sent the pic, I could just look in your soul. I'm like, this nigga is on another level right now.
Juju, when I said his nigga was fighting for his fucking life. Hey, that fucking edible spanked this nigga, bro.
Hold on, bro. Give me my credit, though. I was the edibles had me on the ropes. I was fighting for my life.
You survived.
I came out swinging, and I did not lose the fight. I enjoyed the show. I was chilling for probably about a good hour. On a normal contract, probably
3 hours after. Right. 3 hours after, you still was there. Like,
So it's like this. Like, I was good. Like, I got to the point where I was good, but I also knew that, like, I couldn't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I even tried to smoke again, my nigga. Like, because I'm like, yo, like, Snoop's on stage. Like, I gotta fucking burn the Snoop. Like, this is the fuck I got the doobie for,
This nigga had
like,
a pause. Wait. Hey, Juju, he had a moment because the cops was next to us. That's where we were at. Like, you know, the security, like, they were working. Yeah. The cops was working. The nigga he just my luck, I smoke and they arrest me. I'm like, smoke this shit, nigga. Like, fucking smoke, nigga. So many niggas smoking. So he ended up smoking, but he felt like this is too good to be true. He thought it was too good to be true. I'm like, no, you can smoke out here, bro. Like,
I'm used to smoking in front of the cops, nigga. And festivals and shit. I'm actually used to smoking with the cops around. I did it at the Roots. I'm just not used to like smoking. Like you see how close we are with the fuck in these boxes, pause. Like, I'm not used to that shit. Like, the cops literally right next to me. Like, forgive me, y'all. I gotta get used to that shit. Like, I grew up in an era where we wasn't doing that shit, my nigga. No, like,
I feel you, Jerv. I'm not trying to lie because I feel like niggas might just get weird. You feel me?
Hold up, Angel. My bad. I don't mean to cut you off. And oh, by the way, at this point in time, as the edibles kicking in, and I'm thinking about smoking again, we literally standing right next to the cop. Snoop also just did deep cover, and I'm sitting over here. Fucking going crazy talking about because this 187 on the this nigga Trey turn around like, yo, did he just say that shit? And as Trey says that shit, I'm looking around and I'm like, oh shit, nobody else is like grooving, like everybody else is kind of chilling. And here I am just like 187 on the undercover, loud as shit, my nigga. Like, yeah, this is the sun, dog. I'm a square, dog. Like, I'm sorry, dog. I'm a square. I'm a human being. I don't do nothing. I work a 9-to-5 job. You know what I mean? I clock in, I clock out, I go home, I let the riffraff be the riffraff. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's a song. You know what I'm saying? I don't take it personally. Chill out, dog.
Hey, and you know how niggas
all
be
I heard was don't animals kick your ass. That's all I heard so far.
Hey, bro. I won the fight, though. I won the fight.
I know you won the credit for going 12 rounds with Spence and Crawford. But boy, we got the pictures from the fight, brother. Me and Fight, you look like Martin fighting Tommy Hearns.
Yo, I promise you, them pictures don't do me justice, dog. That was the angles, fam. It was the angles.
So I look at Jerv around. Nas is performing. It's like one-ish. I could tell he ready to. But Jerv give you that. He a real homie, Juju. If he out with you, Jason, he out with you. He not going to leave if you still want to stay. But right. I was the complete opposite. I figured he wanted to see Run DMC. Run DMC didn't take the stage till 2 a.m., by the way. Right? They the last person.
What show is this?
This was hip hop's birthday. It was hip hop 50.
Hip hop 50. Okay.
But Juju,
what the fuck is Run DMC doing?
Headlining at 2 a.m.
Right.
Where's niggas at?
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. They brought Kool Herc out, bro. At midnight, this nigga was on a walker. I'm like, bro, why they didn't do this shit at like four or something in the like in the afternoon? This nigga probably sleepy, all kind of shit, bro. Like, shout out to the OG.
I definitely thought we missed all that shit. I was like, oh, but we must have missed all that, dog. We ain't get to our seats till 9.
Nigga, Cam didn't even want to end his set, nigga. That shit was so crazy. Fat Joe, it's Cam's fault. It was Cam's fault.
Damn. It was Cam's fault.
He pushed that shit back because he performed two more songs. He said, nigga, y'all not going to let me get my shit off? Man, play Suck It or Not. Acapella my shit. Then niggas was like, ma, I've been hugging the block. The whole 50,000 people screaming that shit, Juju. That shit was hard, though. I got chills. Nigga said, baby girl, you going to suck it or not? Yeah. But then he's like, where my shit on? My dick, oh, there's a motherfucker. You go what? Turn that shit to another sucker, like a nigga. I'm just looking like this shit is crazy.
I knew you was gonna say that bar.
Yeah, that shit was wild. All right, I think that's gonna be it. Thank you again for listening to Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. We'll be back next week for Juju Gotti, Big Jerv, aka J Skills, Jason Madison, and Big Cap. That's it. Amin should be back if we find that nigga. If not, show them.